hot. OC, my brother, we're back. Mm-hmm. The NFL draft is around the corner. I know you feel good about the draft because they called you. Did they call you on a cell phone or on a phone line when you got drafted?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it must have been a phone line. No, cell phone. Definitely cell phone.
Where were you?
Definitely cell. I was, a funny story. I was sitting in my mother's house. Mm-hmm. Laying down on the couch in my PJs, just sitting there watching the draft. And the reason why is because I wasn't told that I was going to get drafted that high. I was told, right, I was going to get drafted, yes, between the fourth and the fifth round, right? So, which was the next day. So I had already told everybody, I'm like, yeah, don't come over on this particular day. You guys
come over tomorrow.
Come over tomorrow. And so I'm laying down, you know, just watching the draft. And all of a sudden, my agent calls me. He's like, something is going on here, man.
Something's brewing.
He was like, I think they're about to draft you. I sat up. I was like, what? I was like, there's no possible way. And then the guy goes up there and he's like, with the 48th pick, I think it is, or 56. I don't remember what pick. Of the second round, the New York Giants select. And he paused, and I was like, "Oh, this is real," because he couldn't read my name. I was like, "Oh,
Jesus!"
And then he read my name out, J Bell. And
the pause told you.
I was like, "Oh, this is actually happening." He looked confused. He couldn't say my name, and so I was like, "Oh, this is happening." And they called my name, and it was just chaos from that moment on because nobody knew what was going on. It was crazy.
OC, have you ever been left outside of anything in your life? Like just left outside, like just you wanted to be inside somewhere and you was left outside. Has that ever happened to you?
It rarely happens to you. Happens.
So one time, you know, I got to throw a story out there just cause I gotta keep you on your toes. Not really, but, so I came out here. Nadine had concerts way back when we first met, right? Mm-hmm. Shows going down, you know, big stadiums. I'm like, yo, she knows what she's doing. So yep. They always have the after party, right? Mm. You know, it's the show and it's the after party. I'm ready, OC. I'm ready to party.
Okay.
I'm ready to party like I was saying.
Right? I know that. I know that, J Bell.
You know that.
Yeah.
You know that guy. So I'm ready. I mean, I know what my first drink's going to be. I'm ready to roll. Pull up to the club. Didn't really go out in London. Didn't know how it was. I was ready. Boom. Gets out. Paparazzi. Everything's cracking. Everybody goes inside. They close the door in my face. I got left outside.
You're kidding, bro. They left you outside.
Bro, they shut on the dean in. I'm outside with the paparazzi. And they looking at me laughing.
It's not possible.
They laughing, OC. They laughing at me.
Why did you like that, J-Bell?
Bro, all I did, I was so embarrassed. You know how have you ever seen that cartoon that kind of sneaks back in the bushes? That was, I'm trying to sneak back in the crowd with the people in line. Because they looking at me like, did they just leave you outside? I just kind of went back.
Oh my God.
And I stood there, I don't know how long, but somebody came out and was like, Jason. I just put my hand up. They pulled me back in. Security moves out the way. I was left outside. The reason I tell you that is that's how I felt during the draft. That's how I felt when the NFL draft was going on. They told me I was getting in the club. They said, hey, man, sixth, seventh round, man. If you're lucky, the fifth. I'm telling you, we love you, J-Bell. We got you. Left me outside the club. Didn't get in.
Wow. Incredible.
That's how I feel about the draft. That's how I
feel so bad for you, J-Bell. I feel so bad for you, man. That's terrible, man.
I'm just glad your experience was great. And I think we need to answer some of our draft questions that come from our beautiful listeners, man. We love y'all. Mm. We really do. Let's go with this one. Allie Gunn, two N's in Gunn. Is Trevor Lawrence a sure thing? I've never seen so much hype. What do you think?
Yeah. I think that there's no such thing as a sure thing, especially in the NFL. No such thing as that. Does he have the physical ability? Apparently, that's what it looks like. Does he have the long flowing locks? Yes, he has that. Does he have the chiseled jawline? Yes, he has that too. Does he have the strong veins popping out of his arms, looking all lean? Yes, he's got that. But can he perform under pressure, Jay Bell? That we do not know, because the NFL is a completely different beast. I do not know if this guy's a sure thing. I know he looks the part. There's no such thing as a sure thing in the NFL. And we're just going to have to wait to see about Trevor Lawrence. What you think, Jay?
You're right about it not being a sure thing. And you know what? You make a good point. He has shown to be successful on every level. NFL's a different beast. I will say this. Jacksonville, hopefully, which everything looks like they're going to get Trevor Lawrence, it changes their team. We get to see them twice a year out here when everything gets back to some sense of normality. I'm excited and hopeful that this guy can literally change this franchise. They have talent on that team, and they got money to spend. If they can get this franchise quarterback that can literally be one of the best in the league, it completely changes them for the foreseeable future. And this is why the draft matters, right? Your whole organization can change in a moment.
Yeah. He said some things that he had to come out and clarify a little bit later. He said,
what do you think about that? He shouldn't have came out. I have my opinion.
I'll tell you what, the things that he said, or that his parents said, I've seen those things before. And to be honest with you, I was a little alarmed, because I like Jacksonville. I like the Jaguars. I like that organization. I was a little alarmed because I haven't seen it pan out well for people who are of that mindset. Like
do you think he is of?
I don't know him. I don't know him at all. All I'm saying is what he said. Oh, football isn't the be all and end all. It doesn't define him. And his father said, if he stops playing today, he'd be okay. And cool. And as a person, I'm happy that he's like that. As a person, I'm very happy that he thinks like that. That's really, really good. It's a good, balanced way to think. It's a great view on life. But at the quarterback position, the ones who I've seen that were uber successful, which is what you're picking a guy number one to be. Football is your be all and end all. It is a maniacal drive to be number one and be the best. These are the ones that I've seen succeed. Now, I'm not saying that Trevor Lawrence isn't going to break the mold. I'm not saying that Trevor Lawrence isn't going to be that guy who football isn't everything to him, and he comes out and has a 15-year career and breaks all the passing records and leads Jacksonville to two Super Bowls. I'm not saying this isn't going to happen. I wish that for him because I like him. But I just haven't seen people with that apparent mentality become the very upper echelon quarterback. I just haven't seen it. That's all I'm saying.
So you're going based on a quote, which is all you can kind of go on because it was said by his parents who know him better than anybody, right? But everything he's done on the field says he is the player you're talking about. He is somebody it means everything to, who can handle success, who goes out there no matter where he is. I mean, you heard his head coach say this, and this is about when the recruiting process came out of high school. You know, he signed with Clemson, and he never discussed who else are you bringing in. Are you bringing in somebody to compete with me? You know quarterbacks do that all the time, OC. You know how they are. He didn't even care. He was going to work. And that says a lot. And what I do think is, and I like this about quarterbacks, I'm cool with a quarterback. As long as you work, I don't want you to be rattled. And there's a lot that can rattle you. And if you aren't a stable human being, dealing with all the pressures of that position, especially in certain parts of the country, you got to be cool. You got to be able to handle it all. You got to have the personality for it. Hopefully he has that. Hopefully he has that.
But I want my quarterback to be Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. I want my quarterback to think like that. Cool. I understand.
You won a Super Bowl with Eli Manning.
Oh, Eli definitely thinks like
that. Well, where's his? You didn't say his name.
I apologize, Eli. No, I don't think Eli, as much as I love Eli, I don't think he's in the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees. I don't think he's in that echelon of quarterbacks. I think he's right there with them, like right there, but he's not in that. I just don't think so. You know, as much as I love Eli.
Anyway. Wow. Now that's a shocker, because that's your guy.
No, it's not. It's not a shocker. That'd be like you saying, OC, I don't think you're as good as Lawrence Taylor. Like,
with LT.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, be serious. Like, come on, man. Like, it's okay to be honest.
As far as his approach to the game, that's what I was saying. Yeah, not play. You just saying somebody who really cared about it all. And I was like, your boy, you won with him. And he put in that work.
He 100% put in that work.
Yeah, he put in that work.
He put in that work, like, for real. Like,
I know.
Incredible.
When I first got there and saw the work he put in, I was like, man, this is different from where I came from.
Yeah. He worked his butt off, man. He was maniacal about that, for sure.
Yeah.
Football meant everything to him.
It did. And that's what it takes when you get to the league. You're right. Owen Leadbeater. Is that right?
Yes, Leadbeater.
How do you know?
No, because I know a guy with that same last name. His name is Orlando Leadbeater. He's a journalist. Yeah.
Tell me about Orlando Leadbeater.
Yeah, he's a journalist in Atlanta. He works for the Atlanta Journal Constitution. He used to like write up articles and all that stuff. Really great guy. Yeah, but I know the name.
Owen Leadbeater. See, this is why I need you, OC. This is the All right. We got a question from him, which is, which draft prospect are you most looking forward to seeing in the NFL? I mean, we just did our dissertation on quarterbacks. But what are you thinking? Can be quick, can be easy. What are you thinking, my brother? I got one for you.
There's two that I'm looking forward to. Okay, Micah Parsons, the linebacker from Penn State.
Penn State. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I want to see what this guy's about, man. He has all the physical tools, all the intangibles to be a great football player. So, and he wore number 11, which is what my boy, LeVar. That's my guy. So, I want to see what this guy's able to do. And then the kid from that the Jets are supposed to be about to draft, Wilson, that quarterback. Because his rise has been meteoric. Yeah, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see, because he's got like there's something to him, man. He's got like a little, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
There's something to that kid, man. I'm looking forward to seeing those two especially.
Now, he, the knock on him is, people say the competition he played against in college and whatever, and, having to go into this year, Zach Wilson, I'm saying, and compete for a starting job. But, yeah, I'm interested in him. And, I've heard people that I respect at the quarterback position say, this dude, man, the way he throws the ball and the skills he has is amazing. I'm going to say this, and it's kind of easy because people say he's probably one of the most talented players in the draft, and it's Kyle Pitts, the tight end from Florida. And the reason I say that, OC, is this. We know this league is all about matchups, right?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. We cover the program. That's what we do. We look at the college guys when they come in and how they fit, but we are NFL guys. And when you look at Kyle Pitts, he is a matchup nightmare. Who's going to cover this guy, and how are they going to cover him?
Yeah.
That is why I look at him and I think, wherever he goes, he can change that offense and make them so much more prolific because of what he can do and the matchups he can draw and exploit. So I'm looking forward to him.
Yep. I'm with you.
Yeah. So Pete Hawkins. Pete Hawkins sounds like he wrote a book. Like, did you read Pete Hawkins' book? But anyways.
That's actually a very good point.
Yeah, it's just like a book. It sounds like he wrote a book. Does. You know?
He does. Seems like an author. Yeah.
Who is the best quarterback fit for the 49ers? Oh, everybody wants to know this. Is it Justin Fields, Mac Jones, or Trey Lance? You hear them sirens, OC? It still makes me nervous.
Yeah. I know what neighborhood you in. They're not coming to get you. They're not coming to get you.
They be like, son. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. You need any help?
They're gonna tell me. They'll be like, "Hey, I think there was some suspicious activity around your neighborhood, sir. May we help you? May we be of service?"
Oh my gosh!
I'm sorry. Oh my gosh! My bad, bro.
I did that. I started that.
You brought that one on.
You did that. I did that to the conversation. Yeah, I made that happen. I'm sorry, brother. Oh my gosh, we need help, bro. We need help. So who do you think the best fit is, man? I mean, you know, 49ers.
I think that Kyle Shanahan. That was crazy. I think Kyle Shanahan,
okay,
is such a great coach that he will make any one of those work.
Yeah.
I believe that with Justin Fields, with Mac Jones, I believe Trey Lance, I think he's probably going to have to sit a year. But mm-hmm. I believe that Kyle Shanahan will – his offense is – he's going to be able to implement whatever offense he wants and tailor it around those players because that's the type of coach he is. True. Now, with Fields, I heard him having a discussion about the RPO and if people are able to stop that. And the way he broke that down, he was like, no, you can't. There's no way you can stop it. It's just, you know, play calls are getting lazy and, you know, they're not doing the right things, or maybe people get injured and you're not able to create those matchups like you would, because with that style of offense, you're having to play 11 on 11. Because before, people were playing 11 on 10 because the quarterback was a stationary guy. But now, with the quarterback being able to run the ball and all that type of stuff, now you have to play 11 on 11. You got to be very disciplined. And just the way he broke that down, I said, oh, this guy's going to make any one of those quarterbacks work. So any one of them, I think, will be good for that system.
He's shown he's done that before with Robert Griffin, right? And for the Washington Football Club. So he's done this before. You're right. I think they're leaning towards Mac Jones. And I think it's just because I feel like what you're saying is absolutely correct about Kyle Shanahan. He needs a guy that just, he's like a joystick, man. Just do what I tell you to do, out there. But I will say it surprises me that they're going to move up that high and not take a talent like a Justin Fields. That just surprises me. If they don't pick Mac Jones, I don't know who's going to pick him. But it could be interesting. I think they're leaning Mac Jones, but like all three of those would fit. And finally, OC, Alan Turner at Dumbarton Lad. Yeah, that's okay. Dumbarton Lad. Once again, I need you to read this. This is a serious question. This is going to take... We got to shift the whole narrative and really lock in because this is kind of serious. It's not lighthearted at all. How do I become cool like Jay Bell and OC? That's what he wants to. I mean, that's all the man wants to know. That's it. He's not asking for a lot. He just wants that kind of, he just needs that. And he's already cool because he listens to this podcast. So he's our peoples all day forever.
Jason, listen. It takes a special type of person to listen to these, to listen to our podcasts.
True.
Not everybody has that, you know, makeup.
That fortitude.
Nah, not everybody has that. So the fact that you actually listen means that you are one of us. You are one of us, a cool guy. You are part of the uprising.
It's that you, Dumbarton.
Oh, cool.
But you don't hear me, yo.
Shout out to DMX.
Shout out to the X-Man. And you are a part of our crew, Alan. Appreciate the love, man. We'll be back. Check us out. Leave the comments. You know how we do it. Hit OC up on Twitter and let him know anything. Because if you want to play him at FIFA, he's ready too. So holla at him.
Pagan video dropping soon.
I saw the Pagan video. It made me tear up, and I wanted to go out there and ball out again. Uprise all day. Holla at us. We are out.
They can't take my freedom. They can't slow my progress. I'm no preacher or prophet.
That's when real.
A man can cause who God bless. Man try close my chapter. Man just cause I'm dapper. Go so then go faster. Catch me if you can find. Young and some and smarter. Foolish idiot blood clot. Now I learn my lesson. All done, no more stress. Always on my grind. Me, I no get time. Dollar bills on my mind. Oh, every day another dime.
Zero for you, I won't stress or suffer. Zero for you, my boss, we can never touch. Zero for you, only God can make that cross. You're a mannequin without no faith. Baby, you're a pagan. Say no loss of haters. I'm a true believer.